Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Hephzibah Sturmick-Paul grew up in rural Virginia, where race consciousness was strong. Back then, the U.S. Census Bureau recorded only a handful of possible races for residents of the state.
Now we have 63 possible racial categories.
And looking at the younger members of our population, the assistant professor of sociology was startled by the number of kids who don't fit neatly into a single racial category.
It's the fastest growing population for people under the age of 10. The population grew by 32% between 2000 and 2010. So it's somewhere between like 2.6 and 3% of the United States population.
Sturmick-Paul wondered if that could be a sign of things to come. Might this country finally overcome the problem of racism? She undertook a series of 70 in-depth interviews with young people who are biracial, asking a series of questions.
How comfortable do you feel in groups of all white people? How often do you feel that you are experiencing racism? How many of your friends are people of different races?
The answers she got in studying people who were half white, half Asian, or half white, half black were intriguing.
Asian whites tend to feel much more comfortable around white people, to say that they feel white in their head. And black white multiracial said, I identify as multiracial, but I know that people see me as black.
And for them, that meant experiencing some form of racism on a daily basis. These and other findings are published in her new book, Multiracialism and Its Discontents. I'm Sandy Houseman.